Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us. You know, college campuses have become ground zero for the national debate on free speech. The next generation of leaders has a lot to say, and they're saying it. In fact, a record number of students from historically Black colleges and universities recently came together for the first ever HBCU Debate League National Championship Tournament. And our next guests say they are life-changing lessons to be learned by not only students, but parents and educators alike. Joining us from Wiley College, the home of the Great Debaters program, made famous in the movie, are Christopher Medina, head speech and debate coach at Wiley, and Cordero Berryman, a tournament participant. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Great Debaters. That was an awesome movie. So when I saw this, I said, yes, our students are speaking up. They're learning how to be leaders and talk. So Christopher, tell us about the HBCU Debate League National Championship and why it's so important.
Well, this is something that we've been developing, and actually I've been working on for the past 6 years, and you know, with wonderful partners like the Charles Koch Foundation, it finally came to fruition. But it's so important because students need these skills. They're fundamental to their success in society and after graduation. It develops critical thinking skills, reading skills, writing skills, everything that they need to be competitive out in the world.
You say that speech and debate saved your life. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, in actuality, it's probably saved the life of 80 to 90% of the students who participate in this activity. And I myself, when growing up in high school, I was doing bad things with a lot of bad people because I didn't feel like I had a future.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I found this activity, I found a home. I found, you know, people who cared about me and people who listened to me. And I actually didn't know I was intelligent until I got into this activity.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Cordero, you are a participant and a student debater. And how has this affected you? And how did you get to be on the team?
Well, I am from Houston, Texas, and I joined the team. I actually saw the movie when it first came out. My grandma bought it for me as a gift because she knew I loved to argue. And well, from that moment, when I saw the movie, I knew I was destined to come here to Wiley and be on the team.
Oh, my goodness.
I started speech in high school, and during my high school career, it was quite difficult because I was homeless, and I didn't quite have the opportunity that other students had. But I joined speech. I learned how to talk better, communicate. I learned how to basically voice my opinion out and not be scared about it. And I followed my path. I followed my goal, and I joined Wiley College, and I learned how to be a great debater.
That is for real awesome. So talk about, you know, we see the students. I think our generation of students are really good at standing up for what's right and what's wrong. So talk about and encourage our students. If there's some that's just sitting at the house, you know, feeling like their opinions don't matter.
Yes. Well, I think it's important for not only students, but for people of color, Black, Hispanic students. Sometimes society can point us in a certain direction to play sports or to be put into certain categories, but I think it's important to always know there are other options. You can be successful in speaking and using your voice and voicing your opinion. Sometimes I myself was put towards football and basketball, but in reality, I love to talk. I love to debate, and I think that you can learn how to be a good human, and you can learn how to be successful in this field. Always be open to trying new things as well. Speech and debate doesn't sound like the greatest thing to start off with, but once you're in it, you're in love with it.
That's right.
From the spot. So always be open to try new things, I think, is the key thing.
You know, it says that students of color only make up 10% of forensic competitors. You know, how do we start our young ones out? What advice do you give to parents who perhaps think like your grandmother did? He loves to talk, so let's get him in this. But what do you do with that elementary school kid or that middle school kid?
I think the first thing we can do is encourage people to speak. I think sometimes we always tell students to be quiet or remain still, but let's always tell kids to talk. How do you feel? Speak about your opinion. What's wrong? And from that moment, we can foster a whole generation of students who speak out about their feelings and about their issues that they go through. And just like my grandma did, you know, saying show examples, show people in the past who have done it. I didn't know about James Farmer Jr. or the Wiley College debate team. I learned about it early, but there are certain students in high school who still don't know about it today at this time. Mm-hmm. And it's all about teaching them at an early age, educating them at an early age, and that can hopefully help them out in the long run. So we want to teach them and educate them at that very early age.
Absolutely. Cordero, tell us about what competition is like since you're in the midst of it. What is that like? What is it like competing with other kids? I mean, on the big stage, so to speak.
Ooh, competition is a very interesting process. I say I'm like a mini business person. Mm-hmm. I wake up 5 o'clock in the morning. I go to a college campus. I check what room and what time I need to be there, and I perform and I talk, and I'm pretty much going 9-5 all day long. It's interesting being around, especially when you have a team of people who encourage you and coaches who have taught you and mentored you all the way up. So you feel like you have that support system as well. Mm-hmm. So it's very encouraging. But at the end of the day, you know that you're speaking on issues that you care about and only you can be in that room to speak about it. So you always want to kind of have that mindset of the reason why you're doing it. That's why my team, we always care about, like, we do this for us, we do this for our people, mm-hmm. we do this for our family. Mm-hmm. But it's hectic competition because you always are moving. 9-5, constantly moving in college campuses, other buildings, walking, meeting people. And so you're always moving, I think is the key.
That's pretty awesome. Has there ever been a subject that you were a little stumped on and didn't exactly know what to say?
Yeah, actually, it's interesting. You find out the issues that you're closer to are harder for you to express yourself with. Me and my family, I'm light skinned, mm-hmm. and my brothers are dark skinned, and so we fought under colorism a lot. I was bullied a lot for being light skinned, and so I decided to speak about that as one of my first issues to talk about. And I found that I was very numb to the issue because I guess at a young age, because I dealt with it so much.
Right.
That it wasn't quite as hitting me anymore mm-hmm. when I was in college. So I think that's one that's always kind of got to me facing issues about being homeless now. I get kind of numb to the issue because I've done it before. But, I mean, other than that, those are what I go to. Thank you so much.
Wow. Christopher, tell people where they can go for additional information.
You can find additional information at our website, wileyc.edu.
Okay, and it's Wiley College, home of the great debaters and a war of words. Y'all keep talking. We need you leaders. We really do. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.